Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, how is everyone today? Are you in a light space? Are you in a heavy space? Are you in the choice of that? And another good question, are you in the possibilities of that? Well, this is going to be the topic of our show tonight. And I'm so excited because we will have on a guest that has been here before. And she and I will be speaking about possibilities and choices. So welcome to the show. And I'm so excited that you're here because we're really going to be looking at this topic from a space where you may be limiting you and your life from the choice and possibilities you could be choosing. Have you ever considered that? Are you limiting you by the choices and possibilities you could be choosing, but you're not? I wonder what else is possible now. So before we jump into this yummy topic, I'd like to say how excited that I am, that you're here joining us tonight. And I'm so excited about where we can go with this topic. How did we get so lucky? I'm really excited to have this guest on. And I can hardly wait to begin this conversation, which we'll do in a minute or two. But before we do, I would like to, first of all, express my gratitude that you're joining us. And we're going to do some clearings on these areas before the live guest comes on so we can really allow for other possibilities and choices to come in. It really is the theme tonight. So just to clarify the topic, choices and possibilities and the areas in your life where you may be limiting you from choosing what it is you would like. A lot of times we don't even know what that is. And it's not like we have to plan it out or create it ahead of time, but if you don't ask the question, if you don't get clear on what that is, you may be treading water. You may find yourself stuck in your life in a way that could really be a space of creation. So how does it get any better than that? Let's get started. So I would like to start with a few questions as we usually do on the show, and questions that will allow for clearings to happen in order to get clear to bring on the guests to talk about the topic, like I mentioned already. So here are the questions. Where are you limiting you from the choices and possibilities in your life? What does that look like to you? Have you acknowledged this? What different point of view are you willing to open yourself up to now when it comes to this? Are you hard on yourself when it comes to the limitations in your life? Do you wrong yourself for it? Have you considered a different possibility? So everything this brings up, let's clear it now. We're going to take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. Or if you know pun pock, you go ahead and pun and pock it. Wow, thank you. That was intense. So what choice are you not choosing when it comes to the choices and possibilities in your life? And where have you let other people and things influence and determine what you should choose? Have you ever done that? Has that confused things? So everywhere you've bought the lies of others as true, that really is not true to you. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in. And release all of the heavy on the exhale. Or pod-pock. Wow. Thank you. And everywhere you cut yourself off of yourself from the choice and possibilities, as well as your knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving when it comes to you and your life. Would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale, or pot and pock. So are you aware of what else is possible with generating and creating the choices and possibilities you would like to have in order to live the life you would like to live? You have been functioning from the space, or from one limitation to the next. Is that true for you? Everything that brings up, would you like to clear it now? Take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale, or pot and pock. So, a couple more questions for you. So what different point of view are you willing to now open yourself up to when it comes to this? What would it take to choose something greater? What does this look like for you? So everything that won't allow you to get clear on this, let's go ahead and clear it now. Take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. Wow. So now, let's go ahead and explore this topic further with my live return guest. So I would like to formally reintroduce to you my live guest of the evening. And this is Sylvia Remington. Now, Sylvia is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, Stepping Into You Facilitator, Empath, Adventurer, Lightworker, Author, Artist, and Dancer. She has found that by following the energy, so many possibilities can be created in one's world, no matter from where one is starting their journey. She also loves creating acts of kindness, dance, social experience, and experiments. So for more about Sylvia, find her information here on this Blog Talk Radio page. But without further ado, I would love to bring on Sylvia Remington to the show. Hi, Sylvia.
Hello. Oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. Very pumped.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So glad to have you on. Now, this topic, wow, it's just like, I think I mentioned to you at some point, this is just off the grid. I'm so excited. And there's such an energy to this topic of possibilities and choices and where people may be actually limiting themselves from that space in their life. So is there anything you would like to start with regarding this?
Sure. Yes. It's such a big topic, one that, you know, in just knowing that I'm going to come on this call, there was a moment where I said, do I actually even know what choice and possibilities are? And then I had to say, oh no, I do have a knowing on this. But the one thing I was going to say to start with is, this is something that I've been really aware of recently is, you know, a lot of times when we're looking at making choices, we're so bombarded with like social media and seeing what everybody else is choosing that it's really easy to see what everybody else is choosing on like Facebook and go into the wrongness of us. And so a big thing that I found recently, because I've had moments where choice was really easy. I've had moments where I was like, what the heck do I choose? You know, I've had so many different moments. And I found in those moments where it felt like things weren't really flowing, I had to take a moment and stop comparing myself to what other people were doing and just taking a moment to acknowledge myself and the choices I have made, and going more into less into wrongness of yourself and more into like gratitude for the choices. And from there, it was easier to make further choices. So a question I've started using, especially in those moments where I've had great moments and also challenging moments, and especially in those moments that I desire to like go to the wrongness or beat myself up, I started asking this question, okay, so what's right about this? What if there is no wrong choice? Like, what if what I chose was exactly perfect. And what if I could acknowledge that about me right now? So it's kind
that's
of a real
question.
Overriding. Yeah. So
that's and being
one
in that
area.
Question. Yeah. And I love that you brought that up because being in that question allows you to get clear on what the other side of it is and really acknowledging where you have made choices. And it actually kind of clears out the chatter because when you mentioned about comparing and contrasting yourself to others, a lot of times we do get caught up in that energy. We do get pulled outside of ourselves. And when you actually take a moment, like you mentioned, and step back and look at it from your own point of view and check in with you and acknowledge you, that's a game changer from what you went into question. I love that.
Yeah, and it creates a lot more space, and it makes it easier to choose because, like, we have so much practice going into the wrongness of ourselves, or at least I do. I have, like, a PhD in that, and I've learned through using a lot of different – you know, I didn't get a certificate, but, you know, it feels like – but practicing various tools, I just realized, wow, when I'm in more acknowledgement of the greatness of me and acknowledgement and – more grateful for myself, it's easier to make more expansive choices into the future as opposed to, like, I don't know if you've ever had that situation where, like, if you're going into wrongness, then it seems like you start perceiving more and more and more wrongness. Whereas if you're starting to go like, hey, I've made some really cool choices. Okay, so I've chosen these cool things and I've chosen these other things that maybe weren't as cool, but they gave me so much awareness and what is possible now. And when you're in that space of gratitude, it's so, like, for me at least, it's so much easier to desire to create more and do more when I'm like, okay, I can do something else because I've created so many amazing things. So, yeah.
Well, it definitely brings in a lighter energy, right? And then it allows you, it really then distinguishes the difference between problems and possibilities, which is, you know, the other part of this is when we're in the possibilities, it really does open up where it may not be an answer, but you get a read on it. And as you're following what's light for you and true for you, like you said, there's no wrong mistakes, even though our mind likes to tell us otherwise. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, which tend to be this lower, you know, linear world that we function in, which is not our truth, which is probably a whole nother show, but this idea of possibilities really allows us, it brings a lightness and joy and ease, and then it makes it easier to choose from that space rather than the problems. The problems seem to be the limitations, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And if you're looking at it more from, okay, this is happening for some reason and I can just choose something else. Mm. Like I was thinking about, like, I'll give you an example, and I might have mentioned this in a previous show, but I remember having created, oh, maybe I did mention this, but having created a class that I was going to facilitate, and nobody was signing up, and normally I just keep creating it until something occurs, but for this particular class, and if I've already mentioned this, let me know, but in this particular class, there was a really heavy and dense energy, and so I just chose to not have the class after all. And what occurred was, you know, instead of going to the wrongness of it, I started saying, okay, so what other possibility is here? And what happened was a producer from the Wheel of Fortune came through this retail job I had and said, hey, would you like to audition for the Wheel of Fortune on this particular day? And it would have been the day my class was going to happen. And maybe I mentioned this, but it's kind
you
of
did,
this
but this is
really,
perfect. It really describes again what exactly we're speaking of here.
Exactly. And so if we don't go to the wrongness and we have this sense like, okay, I can choose again. And what if it can create something and there's not a right or wrong choice? There's a more of a flow and then it's more of an adventure of living where you're like, okay, I wonder what else is going to occur since this didn't happen, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, and what I love about that example too, is that even though it may have been heavy, a heavy choice can actually create something greater too. It opened up another possibility that wouldn't have been there otherwise. And sometimes we don't know what that's going to look like. In fact, you and I probably can both attest to it never comes in the way we think it's going to. Because if we...
No, never.
A lot of times that's when the miracles and magic happen, because we don't even know. And that's really when it comes in, like in the way you described it. Because every choice creates, no matter if it's light or heavy, the light or heavy just helps guide us into what next. So that's where even
exactly.
Something heavy doesn't have to be a wrongness or a negative. It's just something that is now available. And like you said, maybe there was another awareness that you came from as a result of it. So I love that. And that there really
yes.
is, this is just the flow of living consciously.
Exactly. And that you can always make another choice. Like, that was another thing. I always thought you make a choice and you stick with it no matter what. And I love
Ooh,
this.
Yeah.
You can always make another choice. There was a period of time in my life where I had all or nothing thinking. And even moments now, I do it as well. I have, moments. But when I was in that all or nothing, I felt like, well, if this doesn't work out, then it's all over. I have to end it all. Or, very extreme. But when you're looking at like, okay, this didn't look or show up the way I thought, but there are always a myriad of other choices and that they don't have to be significant. You can just choose something. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, I'll choose something else. And it doesn't mean you're wrong for choosing multiple things. That was a big thing
no.
for me too. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm
you
pumped.
Know, it brings up a good point that this reality tends to function with, you have one choice or another. And there's almost the right
yeah.
choice or the wrong choice. So when we're no longer using this reality as our marker and we're looking at more of like infinite possibilities, and that's from a space of just following it moment by moment, like we talk a lot of times of 10-second increments, or like this idea of when we're in total allowance, it's just an awareness that from which we can choose. It makes life mm-hmm. so much easier. I have to say, I live these tools as you do and just live from this point of view, and it's a game changer. The old way does not work.
It sure doesn't. Even if you try really hard to make it work, it still doesn't.
Yeah.
Or at least for me in these 10 seconds, doing it an old way.
Yes.
Like, it's all or nothing, right or wrong. It makes life a lot more difficult and less joyful as well. So,
Exactly. And
I
sense
that.
That's where a lot of people, yeah, well, and you probably know now when you do and how that doesn't work a lot. And I know just from working with people that's a lot of times where people do suffer in depression and anxiety
mm-hmm.
in that they limit themselves from choosing what they would like to have in their life. And I know the title of the show tonight was about where people may be limiting themselves in the choices and possibilities they have not allowed in certain parts of their life. So I see that you've even expressed where that didn't work for you. And it's so awesome that we can contribute to the listeners that, there really is other choice and possibilities to choice and possibilities.
Yeah. And we're each, what I've been realizing, what I've been uncovering more and more is that each one of us, every person listening, even people not listening, each person is a completely like unique gift. Everybody has different talents, abilities. Some people have similar ones, but we're so unique, and there's a myriad of possibilities out there. And even just you being you in the world and just showing up and being out there and maybe smiling creates a ripple effect. And so it's like, there are these possibilities everywhere by you just being you and that amazing gift you are, which is a whole other subject too.
It is.
Oh my God.
But it does really come back to a lot of times that may be what people are lacking, is just choosing to be themselves and being that light, like looking at a person across the desk and giving a smile, or a person you pass on the street, or just walking by and being that energy and being a space where we can totally shift a moment just by choosing something that's light for us and being that in the presence of that with someone else. I love that. And you're like quintessential example of that, Sylvia. I have to say, like, when I see you, it's like, boom, that is how you're being and choosing to live. And I think it's so awesome.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, absolutely. And I sense that's really, you know, even in this moment, I'm sensing the energy of how touching that can be. And that's exactly the example. It's really that simple. If we can choose it and be it, it can be such a gift to others and to ourselves to even be able to receive that. Like you receiving what I just was providing you, I get it. It's just such a gift.
Yeah, it totally is. And, you know, sometimes just you don't even realize the little things that you are and that you be that make such a difference in the world. Sometimes, like, I still could use more taking moments of acknowledging the gift I am. So thank you for that. That was really beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. And I sense that even brings up, you know, when we're talking about choice and possibilities, is this other component of contribution that by acknowledging what we're contributing to ourselves and being part of the contribution to the world, that then it really does make a difference. And a lot of times, I love this point you just brought up, is that a lot of people, what may be simple for you is the difference that actually the world requires. So even just the thing you think everyone else can do may be actually very unique to you, which could be a game changer for someone else. So
yeah, exactly.
What's your awareness on that?
Say that again. I was just in the energy.
Yeah,
I
know. That,
so
that was a little bit of a head trip about being the contribution of ourselves and even that gift that we each think that maybe someone else has is really unique to our own being. And that could actually be the simple thing to bring into the world for it to receive that it didn't have because we just assume other people function like we do.
Yeah,
so
I think you said it perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh no, go ahead.
No, you were finishing something. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying that's really how a lot of times people just assume that what they bring to the world is mediocre or something that most people just have going for themselves when really it's the unique gift of them. And we're taught in this reality that things are meant to be hard and difficult and you have to strive for success or strive to be who you are or rather than just being who you are, which is simple.
Exactly.
But it's still a choice.
Yeah. And everything you said is so right on because also that piece of, you don't even realize that this is unique to you. Like for me, there's certain things that I have a lot of ease doing. Like I'll make a video and I'll just go on video and just speak to an energy. And a lot of people say, oh, that is very uncomfortable for me or trying to think of something else. Oh, it was funny. I was out with somebody the other day and I just thought it was normal that because over the last couple of years, I've just had a lot of random people are not random, but amazing people such as yourself just asked me to be on podcasts. And so I just figured everybody gets asked to be on a podcast. And I was talking to this friend, I go, I was just on over the last couple of years, like 5 different podcasts. And I said, you probably were too. And it wasn't somebody that does the same modality. He was just like, no. He was like, what are you talking about? Or these things that just flow into your world. Like I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, everybody gets those, and you don't even realize it. So, yeah, it's really funny. And it's those things, a lot of times we – oh, do you need to go?
No,
I heard a voice.
No, it's perfect. We still got time.
I was going to say – oh, yay. I'm like, ah. A lot of times, you know, when we're looking at choices and possibilities, what I've noticed is that a lot of times we're primarily focusing on the choices and possibilities around our career. And we have this like linear view, But the thing is if we open that up and think of everything, like our life and living, as like kind of our career or whatever, and that all these elements can be a part of it. Because I think a lot of times, at least what I've noticed in conversations I've had recently, is when somebody's like, oh, I have to make a difficult choice, it's all about career or possibilities, as opposed to like, what if you can choose everything? Like, I'm going to paint today. Now I'm going to dance around the house. Now I'm going to sing. I'm going to go for a walk. And all those choices add up this really nuanced, rich space that you are, that you might not even realize you're being. And like you said, that is such a contribution.
Yeah. And how each of those things, in a way that's not cognitive, contributes to something beyond probably what you can even comprehend. Like that energy you're being, and being open to receiving, and that piece is the game changer, because every bit of that is something of a contribution to the next. That's my sense of it.
Exactly.
It won't make cognitive sense, but it makes energetic sense.
Exactly. Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And that the universe is co-creating it with you. You're not like this thing on your by yourself. It's like you're showing up in the world as you, making choices, playing with possibilities. The molecules of the universe are kind of co-creating with you. And then it even brings about a bigger world, you know, for everybody. So
for everybody, and even this conversation you and I are having, even other people that are choosing to live consciously. And that's where, like, these shows, and this is my aim, and you do such a good job of acknowledging it about me, but I am aiming to have people tap into it in a way that allows them to receive it. And I'm so grateful for this conversation tonight. And any way this can contribute to people just choosing to be this themselves, that this conversation with you and I can have a rippling effect to everyone around us. And then from there, it's like it never stops. So I just am so, I just want to acknowledge you, Sylvia, and show my gratitude again. And would love to have you on again, since our time has flown by.
It always flows by. It's so fun.
It always flows by. Because we're generating and creating and infinite possibilities all the time.
Yeah.
Even on the
ow,
show.
Ow.
Yay. Well, would love to have you come back on. And but for now, I hope everything continues to flow for you with total ease, as we've communicated on the show tonight.
Yes.
All right. So real quick for everyone, the question of the week is, where in your life have you not been in the choice and possibilities? So where in your life have you not been in the choice and possibilities? And again, this is not about giving an answer to the question, just being the question of it. And hopefully this conversation that Sylvia and I had tonight will shed some light on some space that you now can choose differently for you, in a way that will allow for more choices and infinite possibilities to come your way. So now for next week's episode, I'm so excited for our return guest, another return guest, Liz Tupling, who's on monthly, to come back on the show. And Liz and I will continue the conversation on a relevant topic that's usually, you know, more present in day-to-day kind of conversations, but we'll look at it from a space of consciousness and conscious awareness, choice, and possibilities. So please join Liz and I on the next show, where we will continue the conversation. So that's next Monday, December the 2nd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, I would like to close the show by thanking my amazing guest, Sylvia Remington, for joining us again. Wow. And I would also like to thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. Now, go forth this week knowing I have your back and knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So until next time.